103 police officers from India have been packing their bags and are returning home after a year of service in Liberia in West Africa. Since 2007, there have been 9 rotations of these units from India. During a medal ceremony in honour of the female officers, UN Police Advisor Stefan Feller praised them for their sacrifices not only during the war but also during the recent health emergency caused by the Ebola virus.
You have come here leaving behind your families, your loved ones, some of you even your children, in order to offer your services for a nation that's too far away from your country, but a nation that is in distress and in need of support and help from the international community. That is the highest manifestation of your humanism. The additional element of your pride is that you came at a time with many people, including some Liberians, were leaving the country. There was a major scourge, there was a major threat of spread of a disease.
According to the UN, India has given unequivocal support to the notion of women in peace and security. It's currently the 4th largest police contributing country, with just over 1,000 police officers worldwide. It's also the 3rd largest contributor of female police officers, with 115, just behind Bangladesh and Nepal. Colonel Madhubala Bala says her all-female police unit has served as a role model for the local girls and that the effect on Liberian women has been quite significant.
India is the only country that has contributed with female formed police units for consolidation of peace in Liberia and gender equality in peacekeeping in the world as a whole. Empowerment of women enhances their ability and is necessary for development in any country. Women are proving themselves as one of the greatest assets in our developing society.
A UN Security Council resolution recognizing that armed conflicts often affect women and girls more severely called for an increase in the number of women in peace missions. But the responsibility to recruit women at the country level lies with member states. Claire Hutchinson is a gender advisor for the UN Department of Peacekeeping Operations.
What is important from this is that deploying women into an area that wouldn't necessarily be seen as a female area. So the idea that we'd have women in the military or the police is opening the doors for a lot of women. And we know from the results of having women in peacekeeping as police that they engage with the community in a very different way and that they are seen as role modelling in terms of the community.
So far, the UN has helped train over 555 police women in 5 countries. The tour of duty for these Indian officers at the medal ceremony is over. Women from other countries will no doubt follow in their footsteps in other UN missions. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.